These are pretty good times for the Milwaukee Brewers farm system. AAA San Antonio is 72-43. Double-A Biloxi is 9 games over .500 in the second half. And single-A Wisconsin is 24-21. Versatile infielder Weston Wilson, playing for the Double-A Shuckers in Biloxi, is hitting .222 with a team-best 44 runs, 14 homers, and 44 RBIs. He also has a very good OPS at .692. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to the show. And thank you so much for your contributions, your tax-deductible sponsorship gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those donations help to sponsor the show. And you can learn more anytime or give quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. High Point, North Carolina native Weston Wilson's with me from the Gulf Coast and the Biloxi Shuckers on today's sports and commentary. So, Weston, welcome. Phil Brewer fans in here on what's going on with your club down there, will you?
Yeah, so we've had quite a bit of changes due to, to the roster. Throughout the year, it's kind of a team that was put together in spring training. We have some guys from free agency that we've signed that have, you know, had some time in Double-A and Triple-A, and a few younger guys, but it's been a good year as a whole. We won the first half. A lot of people have accomplished some things that maybe they, you know, haven't in the past in terms of home runs or maybe batting average, but I think as a whole our team has come together and started to play as a unit like we thought we could, but you know, at first we were still trying to get to know each other, so it's been good.
Yeah, and one of your teammates we saw last night pitching for the Brewers, Devin Williams, got the call up, the right-handed pitcher, and he was in there against Pittsburgh and pitched very well. So with players, Weston, coming in and out the door frequently, how do you bond with your teammates? How do you get that, you know, all-for-one and one-for-all feeling?
You know, I think when you're together on bus trips, you know, because there's some long ones in this league, like 8 hours. And sometimes they're, you know, after you finish a game at 10:30, 11 o'clock, then you got to drive to, say, Jacksonville. That's seven and a half hours. You're driving through the night. Or, you know, to Chattanooga or Jackson, Tennessee. You know, those are pretty long ones as well. But, you know, spending time with guys on the bus, a lot of guys get there early in the clubhouse. We're together. So, you know, just talking to each other and get to know each other on more of a personal term than just playing, I think, is the biggest thing.
Yeah, so playing every day, you know, with those long, maybe seemingly endless bus rides, how do you personally rejuvenate? How do you keep loving to play this game?
For me, you know, I'm married, so I talk to my wife a lot. You know, that's one thing that I do to get my – sometimes it's nice to get your mind off baseball because it can seem like it's all day, every day, which it usually is. But, you know, I'll talk to my wife. I also like to read in the mornings, or sometimes when I get to the field, if I have a little bit of time, you know, I can step out of the clubhouse and either read a devotional or, you know, I'll pick a book of the Bible and I'll read, you know, chapter by chapter and just kind of work through it that way. And for me, I think that's like the easiest way to, I don't know how to explain it, maybe just keep things fresh and just keep light to what's going on, because sometimes this can be, you know, very tough. A lot of times it can be a tough sport, so you definitely need to keep some encouragement in there, and that, you know, having the Lord there is always nice.
Yeah. So, of the stuff you've been reading lately, what's made the biggest impact on your life?
I think just how much the Lord talks about loving, because, you know, He loved us. He first loved us, and that's what He wants us to do, is love each other. And, you know, in this game, being around guys all day, every day, sometimes we can get annoyed with each other, And sometimes we can love each other like crazy. So I think, you know, in times when maybe we're frustrated with someone else or, I don't know, maybe someone didn't treat you the right way you think they should be treating you, just show love. Because that's what the Lord does to us every day, and I know we don't deserve it, but he does.
Yeah, he does. This game's a grind day in and day out. Times of driving the ball and in the zone, you're driving in runs, you're hitting for average, and probably other days and weeks when you wonder why you're doing what you're doing. How do you keep steady? How do you keep loving this game?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of inevitable. At times, you are going to struggle. I mean, you see it at the big league level. You see it in the minor leagues. It's just how baseball is. It's such a mental game that it's very easy to be negative. And if you don't keep a positive mindset, you know, things can wear on you. So maybe if you go 0-for-4 one day, try to look at the positives of it. I mean, sometimes there may not be a positive, but you know, if you went 0-for-4 and you had 2 or 3 really good at-bats where you saw pitches well, you took some good swings on some balls, maybe you hit some foul, or maybe you know, took some pitches that were really good pitcher's pitches, you can look at those things and, you know, build off of those maybe for the next day.
All right, Brewers farmhand Weston Wilson, the Biloxi Shuckers infield, but he can play just about any place. He's played the outfield in virtually every position in the infield. We'll talk about your versatility, and we'll talk about your marriage. In fact, you proposed to your wife, it was a couple of years ago, at a Class A game before the game began. Let's have you relate that story, Weston, when we come back with you, if we can put things on pause here and get you back to S&C. I'd appreciate it very much. All right.
Yes, sir.